Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We got Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just keeping my head down and watching it storm.
Yeah, the flak seems to be flying in Washington. Before we get going on the Washington and the implosion of the United States, which is what we're watching, the destabilization process of a communist coup, this is what they always do. They create chaos, they create revolution, and then they step in and take over and destroy the nation, the targeted nation. And it's very, very interesting how they're working. We're watching chaos of a major scale. You had something from Barry the other day, and you said he's completed that. What's going on with his Bible code on what's happening?
Yeah, that was really interesting because especially of this Ford woman's sudden drop out into the mainstream media, really through Feinstein and also through the media itself, this allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. And matter of fact, it's interesting that Hal Turner and others have recently posted that there is news coming out of a research into this woman and that the left is suddenly trying to cyber cleanse all the background data on this woman, but they've got a lot of it, and it seems to connect with all the right people on the left, the powers that be, and also with the abortion mill. So there you go. But anyway, Barry Rothman, you know, he finally completed two runs on his research matrix on Brett Kavanaugh. And the first run we talked about, it's Brett Kavanaugh, Ford, accuser, you're ruined, fraud, and lie. And then he did another matrix to back it up, and the second matrix has three terms in it: Brett Kavanaugh, false witness, alcohol. What do you think?
Yeah, well, some of the stuff they say, she went to high school where they binge drink and did all that stuff. She was a sexual predator, it is said. Who knows? I mean, you know, when everything you read is a lie, they've done their job. So who knows what? But obviously, this was a last-ditch attempt, and they don't care who they hurt, including this lady. She's going to come out of this not good. And this is politics. This is Pelosi and Feinstein and all these communists in Washington doing their thing, and they don't care who they hurt. And that should, you know, you would think that that would be a clue as well to other people that these people really don't care who they hurt, how they hurt them, how they destroy lives. It doesn't mean anything to them. And you would think that even the deep state or the far left out there in Never Never Land, Lollipop Land in America, would have figured out why. What, they don't seem to care. But evidently not. I think we're watching, like you have said, and I have said a number of times, we're watching a domestic. Rational thought has nothing to do with it. Logic has nothing to do with it. It's strictly emotion. And I don't know why they even paid any attention to this woman to begin with. I wouldn't have. If I was Grassley, I would have subpoenaed her immediately if I was going to do anything and demanded her bank account, because I'd want to know what kind of deposits George Soros may have made or somebody else made and find out where she got it and what she's doing. We're just watching chaos. And now we got more chaos with this New York Times, which also lies through its teeth constantly and produces fake news. This deal on Rosenstein, which a friend of mine calls Weaselstein, and it says that, you know, that he wanted a wiretap so that they could impeach Trump or get rid of Trump on Article 25, is it, or something like that. So that's just one more phase of this destabilization of the United States, also ruler against ruler, like Jeremiah said. And now the Bible code that you just read proves it. The whole thing is a fake. And who knows? What do you think Grassley is going to do? I wouldn't extend my deadline whatsoever. You either show up on Monday or it's all done and we're just going to dismiss it. But what's the latest on that? Do you know?
Yeah, Grassley, I guess she had a deadline of 5 o'clock tonight to respond. And, we're seeing this strong backbone of Grassley. Now he's extended it to 10 o'clock. Well, does that mean he's going to extend it to 3 in the morning? And then maybe even in the next month or maybe 2019? I mean, you know, I don't see – and listen – President Trump is the only man that has enough boldness and backbone to take a stand and defend Kavanaugh. The rest of them have no guts at all about them. They can't even stand up to the accusation. They can't even tell this woman that if something happened to you 36 years ago of a sexual nature, it's a local problem. It's not one that Washington, D.C. should be worried about and stop all progress in Congress so we can deal with this molestation or whatever your accusation is 30-something years ago? I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You know, Stuart, I'm waiting for them to just totally disband Congress because somebody stole a soda straw 50 years ago before the war.
Yeah, I don't, and you know, when you really look at this thing, here this woman is dictating to Congress.
Yeah.
This is one of those reversals that the Lord told us about. Black becomes white. Good becomes evil. Evil becomes good. Right is wrong and wrong is right. And here we have this woman, the tail wagging the dog, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
You don't be telling Congress when you're going to show up. The whole thing is just, like you said, it's ridiculous. It's just totally absurd. But it does show us where the United States of America really is, biblically speaking. And that is right on the edge of total collapse.
Yeah. Could you even imagine, Stuart, if Congress can't handle an accusation from 36 years ago, if they can't handle that, what would happen if Putin issued a declaration of war?
Yeah, which I got a feeling he's going to be soon doing. I've always thought that when Trump was leveling these sanctions and whatever else you want to call them, the blockades that we're doing on North Korea, et cetera, what you do is you drive a nation down the road of destruction. But there comes a point when that nation says, you know what? We got nothing to lose. If we don't go to war, we're going to be destroyed. And if we go to war, maybe we'll win, maybe we won't. But what choice do we have? And I think that all these sanctions and whatever else you want to call them that Trump is putting on, I think it's deliberate. I think this deep state trying to start their World War III. They got to have their war. You know that, Larry. They've got to have their war. Iran wants their war. Their 12th Ayman cannot come out of his well unless they have their war. And he's got to crawl up from the well and take over the world, I guess. So where are we on the war front? It does not sound very good from what I can find, and I was away today for the most part visiting some dear brothers and sisters in the Lord. And everyone, I think, was of the impression, and this is kind of interesting to me, that we might not ever meet again under the same circumstances we met today, that something's coming, and they know something's coming, and they don't know what it is, but something big is about to happen. Are you getting any response from people about that kind of concept, which kind of leads to what's going on in the Middle East, because that's where it's going to start, I think?
Well, that's very interesting that you shared that. I'm getting it, and Darnette's getting it from people she knows, that there's just an ominous feeling that there's something big about to happen. It's going to change everything. And, you know, of course, the world going on around us is a continual circus, and so you really can't ask them. It's like, how do you ask a question of somebody on the Ferris wheel when it keeps turning? You know, you can't do it.
Yeah.
And so the world we live in today, you can't really ask anybody other than close associates or friends, because you won't get an answer. They're too busy. You know, you spoke about the Middle East. There are some things going on that are really critical. Russia now has reversed its decision on blaming Syria for shooting down the IL-20 Russian spy plane, and now they're blaming Israel for it. And as we shared, prior, they have issued no naval vessels, no military, no aircraft in the whole eastern portion of the Mediterranean, which includes Israel. Israel is basically on a no-fly zone all around them. They can't even leave their own territory without being a risk of being shot down. A lot of stakes involved. Matter of fact, Stephen Danoon today put out a report, said that Israel moves to DEFCON 3, high alert status, says watching three battlefronts, And
wow.
At the same time this is going on, Stuart, it seems like the military that Putin is using is kind of backing the U.S. a little bit out of the area, away a little bit from Israel. And of all things, Israel now expects a possible missile attack from the compadres of Iran that surround them. And Iran, of all times today, has begun military drills in the Strait of Hormuz, including fighter jets. And so it's just one provocation after another. But Israel is feeling that they are about to be attacked, so they are on real high alert as far as fighting back. They declare they're ready. This is serious. I mean, this is really, really serious.
Well, what I don't understand is the Mediterranean is in international waters, aren't they? Isn't that part of the international waters where anybody can travel if they want?
Well, let me ask you a question, Stuart. If you've got Russian submarines and Russian ships armed with cruise missiles, including nuclear devices, and all type of aircraft, bombers, fighter jets, missile systems, and all of that, I'm not sure that's really a question to ask anybody. I don't know. if they say you can't, can you? So it's very tricky. It's very tricky where we're at. I also saw a report that I wanted to get out, too, that there are reports coming out on Israeli News Live indicating that Turkish forces and Syrian forces now begun fighting, up around Aleppo. So, we could have a world war. We could wake up tomorrow with one. Now, I'm not expecting it, but we could have it. It's a hair trigger situation, Stuart. Like you said, one bullet, one missile, just one mistake.
Yeah, or one planned mistake, as I like to call them. That was a mistake. It's kind of like when you produce a virus that kills off millions of people, but nobody knows where it came from. Then some smart, scientist, oh, well, we know where that came from. That was lab-made. But by then, you've got all your millions of people dead. Well, it was a mistake. It got released. Yeah, sure. These people don't make a lot of mistakes, but you're right. It could be a really honest, sincere mistake that triggers this whole thing. But the question is why are they there in the first place? Why are all of our navies amassing from China, Turkey even? We got submarines, we got France, we've got the UK, we've got the United States, we've got Russia, all in that area. And it so reminds me of Dr. Doom and his remote viewing where they were going to war and this object, whatever it was, comes by and scares them. And all the navies flee home. And you know what's interesting is that in Isaiah 17, it says the Lord's, all the nations rush, like the rushing of waters, into this area. And the Lord rebukes them, and they flee far off. And I've often wondered if what Dr. Doom was saying was what Isaiah says. That's what he was seeing. This object from the Lord that they rush home. The world has to be awakened somehow. The Lord says, I don't want any lost. I want all to come to full repentance. I haven't heard the word, by the way, anywhere in America anyway, where they talk about repent. I don't think they know what it means. But basically, the Lord would have to do something that would shake almost the entire world awake if he's going to get any repentance, whatever, from anybody other than those that are truly his at this point. I've never seen such apostasy. How about you?
Well, you're exactly right. And I had run through, we had talked a little earlier, and I told you about this a very interesting experience. Somebody had and turned it into Z3 News, the prophetic site. And it was very interesting. Is it was someone that experienced, they saw Trump, and when he was pointing at them, and this is the wording Trump used. He says, this isn't an attack on me. It's an attack on you, the Christians. It's an attack on every true believer in Jesus Christ. The only thing keeping him, Satan, from total world dominion is the praying Christian. And of course, it's a lot larger experience, and I won't go into that, but it actually says things get worse. But that the attack on Trump that we're seeing, Trump is telling the Christian folks, and it reminds me so much, Stuart, of Psalm 2.
Yes.
This is an attack on me. They're attacking you. What do you say?
Yes, the real target of Psalm 2 is the Christian. And Orthodox Judaism, and for that matter, even Islam. The attack is against all the major religions. They don't want any major religion except their own, the New World Order. I've always thought that Islam is simply being used as an instrument to do their dirty work, which is why now in America you really can't criticize Islam. You get in trouble for criticizing Islam. You get in trouble for criticizing Israel, but you never get in trouble for criticizing the Christians. Isn't that kind of odd? You would think that would make people think too, but I guess it doesn't matter. They've forgotten how to think or connect the dots. Here's a headline, and I'd like your comment, because this is ruler against ruler, authority against authority. Department of Justice stonewalling Trump order to release the Russian docs. Unredacted Pfizer application text said to vindicate the president. And now they're saying, well, we're not going to do it. And even Trump, they say, is walking back some of this?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
what's going
true,
on?
Stuart. Yeah, that's very true. It is being walked back. He's not forcing the issue. Matter of fact, the Democrats now, Gang of Eight or the Big Four or whatever, have come out and actually told the deep state to not follow Trump's orders. And that appears to be what they're doing. They actually, Trump said, I want unredacted copies. They redacted his copies. Okay, then he accepted that, apparently. And then there was an interesting report, and I'd like your opinion here because it may have a little bit to do with it. Hal Turner posted a very interesting headline, Great Britain and Australia plead with Trump to conceal their role in spying on him for Barack Hussein Obama. And so whether that's the reason that he's not forcing the issue at this time, I don't know. There's a lot of very, very strange situations going on. It reminds you, Stuart, of actually the globalist puppet, if you will.
Well, you know, there was that prophecy where this man was told that Trump had been compromised, that when he had gone in, he had gone in with a sincere heart, and they compromised him right away. They, you know, he was surrounded by deep state. And they're probably telling him what to do. But, you know, it's kind of interesting. That is an absolute admission that Britain and others were involved by Obama, at the behest of Obama, to do this to Trump. I think
right.
That's, you know, they wouldn't really need to say any more than that. They've already admitted it. Wow.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And matter of fact, I was on a show today with Augusto, and he was he said chillingly that he said, we can't seem to get rid of Hillary Clinton. She's the queen. She's been crowned queen, and she's untouchable. He said, wonder how many of the deep state and others like Rosenstein and Comey and all of those will fall on their swords and give their lives to protect Hillary. He said it even seems that the connections, everything is connected with Hillary and Obama and George Soros, the globalist, and it seems like Hillary's untouchable, though even now they're letting out information tying in Obama with some of this, as you just said, and it's very apparent, it's real, but how many are going to take the blame to keep it off of her?
Well, they probably will because they don't want to die. The growing list of Hillary's, ex-partners that are now taking dirt naps is growing by leaps and bounds. And they probably, you know, they might do a lot for her. I've often wondered where it says a woman rides the beast if it's not only a spiritual aspect of mystery, but literal, that she will come back somehow. She's very, very ill, but, you know, Satan can heal people too. And so she may be back, or maybe we're just totally misreading everything, but I think we're very, very close to something really, really big, and I don't know what it is. I just have this feeling that we're going to wake up one morning and we're going to be in for some really big surprises, not necessarily connected to the removal of the church, but more related to what's going on in Israel and the time of trouble for Israel, the time of Israel's trouble. And it just seems to me with all this that's going on that, you know, it's leading into it. And here's another headline, Black Mirror, China's dystopian social credit system has now been switched on. I've warned for quite a while that I always thought that China is the model for the New World Order. They can do whatever they want because it's a dictatorship over there. They can't do it here, but they can practice over there, you know, tweak their system, their social credit system, and then import it over here. And this is what this article really is saying. They will be exporting this technology to the rest of the world, including the United States. And now they are really coming out. It's going to be on every square mile of China. And the whole system is we already have part of it with our social scores, you know, the credit system, your credit card scores. That's part of this overall system where they, you know, if your credit score is not good enough, well, you can't buy a house, they won't trust you, or you can't go get a loan for a car, or this or that. Well, that can easily evolve into a total social credit system. You may remember the movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. What did they have? It was a social credit system. That's right. How he went to Mars. He got his social credits. It was going to cost him so many social credits. So what Schwarzenegger was doing in a lot of his movies is telling the American people what's coming and how it's going to arrive. What do you think? I mean, it's interesting. We're seeing this headline again now about China. It's like they're warning the American people, this is coming.
Yeah. And at the same time, you know, I noticed, you know, you did the recent article, AI, you know, artificial intelligence, the unknown factor. And this is rising more and more, and it seems like Google has really implemented the AI into their systems. And China, it appears, or the latest news says, is going to have their own Internet too. In other words, another Internet other than the one we're using. And using Google and AI, I guess, to operate in that new system, you said.
Yep, and a lot of people didn't read it. They should go to our blog, lightgateblogger.com. This one thing that all of these guys are missing, I haven't heard any of them talk about it. Satan can embed himself in our biological life forms. We are nothing but electricity. We're body electric. We're no different than a computer system. It runs on electricity. It doesn't function without electricity. It's a silicon-based life form. It comes to life as soon as it gets power. And our DNA, if you study what DNA is nothing more than God programmed our DNA that creates Larry or creates Stewie or creates whoever. And it's all done by programming. Well, what we are doing is really literally creating the DNA for this monster that's coming up. Now, if Satan can embed himself into our minds and either possess them or harass them or put thoughts in there that shouldn't be there, can he do the same thing for AI? You bet he can. He can take it over. And I think that's what Skynet was getting at. The movie, you know, that Schwarzenegger put out, the Terminator series, and Skynet. So here we are. I think we're right on the verge. I think Tom Horn is right. The others are right. Even the scientists are warning. You don't know what you're playing with here. But the one thing they're leaving out is the ability of Satan to embed himself in this whole system and take it over. People should watch Lawnmower Man. If you have never seen it, go get Lawnmower Man. And also Lawnmower Man 2, because it lays out the whole thing and what they were going to do and how they were going to do it. And it's about the takeover by the web and the creation of Antichrist. He has to have the system to work. This is one of the reasons why I think even if we had an EMP, it'll be a short one, because they're getting everybody wired in, Larry.
Yeah.
If you're not wired in, then they can't control you. You have to be wired in, and this is why they're getting everybody into the system. Any last word before we close down?
Oh, I just would tell people watch, you know, this weekend and into the next week. It seems to be exciting, and plus we're going towards October, which you said are the real numbers.
Yes. Yeah, I think people are going to be fooled by this. October 11th, 10th and 11th is the real Feast of Trumpets this year. I can't get into it because we don't have time. But anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening in. And we'll try and get back to you if anything flares up, which it looks like it's going to. I don't see. Yeah. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you again as the Lord provides. And good night, everyone. Take care.